Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be short of the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. John Fox is our guest. John's our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, retired tax attorney for a number of decades, and he taught young moldable minds for years at Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley, Massachusetts, just over the notch, and now he's a visiting professor there, and he's written a couple of really important books. One is called If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax, and 10 Tax Questions the Candidates Don't Want You to Ask. John Fox, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be with you, and at this time of year with Tom Brady back, everybody in New England is in good shape.
It's good to have you back, John. So I know one of the things you got on your mind is comparing and contrasting the two presidential candidates, what things would be like with their tax proposals. So tell us about that. Start with Ms. Clinton.
Well, I wanted to begin with Social Security and Medicare.
Well, let's talk about the income tax first.
All right, let's talk about the income tax, because the two candidates couldn't be more different. Clinton proposes to raise the income tax and somewhat the corporate tax, but mainly the income tax on the top 5% of all income earners.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom 95% won't have their taxes raised at all. It's interesting, the top 1% will pay about 75% of the increase, and if you're in the top 1% in under Clinton's plan, you would pay about $118,000 more per year.
Wow.
And if you're in the top 0.1%, you earn over $3.5 million, you'll pay about $800,000 more. So she's
wow.
Really, they're the top end.
That's starting to get become some real money, isn't it?
It's real money.
John, that's going to kill you.
I know. I wish it did. If only. But it's so interesting because on that point, Trump is the mere opposite. For the top 1%, he lowers taxes for everybody, but the ordinary person gets about 1,000. People between 48,000 and 80,000,
right.
They save 1,000 a year,
1,000.
The top 1% under his proposal, they save $214,000 per year, and the top 0.1%, they save over $1 million. So the $1 million that they save versus under Clinton, she has them pay $800,000 more. So you couldn't see anything more different.
So the result would be that under Clinton's plan, they have more money, the government will have more money to spend, but it could have a definite negative impact on the job creators, which could hurt the economy. And on the Trump side, it could be good for the job creators, but the government could run more of a deficit. Is that kind of the way it looks?
Well, I would say it isn't really quite so clear at all. The economists who look at the Clinton plan, obviously every economist, if it were a science, they'd all agree, but they don't all agree.
Yeah.
But the indication is that her plan, which raises some money, but has very little impact on jobs. You may lose some initially, you may gain some later on, because she is controlling the deficit. The Trump plan, under the best of circumstances, with giving him some economic boost with his tax proposal.
Right.
He still loses at least $2.6 trillion over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Are
you saying you're allowing for
economic growth? I'm
economic growth
in.
And what do they call it? What's the term I'm looking for?
The stimulus.
Dynamic scoring.
Yeah.
Allows for dynamic scoring?
I am, and this is, you know, by the Tax Foundation.
But neither one of them do what needs to be done, which is to broaden the base.
They don't broaden the base. And
both of them are wrong when in that regard.
No, they
don't. Don't you agree? The base needs to be broadened. More Americans need to have a stake in this game.
Well, I agree. I think that this is the problem when you're running for office like the presidency of the United States. You can't really tell Americans what they need to hear. Mm-hmm. And what they need to hear is that we need broad tax reform, which every serious conservative and serious liberal agrees
upon. That's right.
Broadening the tax base, curtailing lots of tax breaks that Americans don't want to give up,
right.
But lowering rates so that everybody can have a better chance to be paying taxes in accordance with their ability to pay.
John, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about how the candidates would do with regard to Social Security and Medicare after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.